Welcome back to my podcast. It's Ade Funke, and happy new year. I know that I have been missing for a really long time, but I'm back. And during all of this time, I've had time to rebrand my podcast, and right now I'm just into it. I don't know if you read my blog where I write, you see that I've really been struggling with politics. Like, I used to fall in and out of love with it, but like, you know, God is helping me. Politics is my first love, and I am kind of like, you know, trying to find my balance. I have so many episodes in my drafts that I record, but I just keep there because, you know, I have also been evolving and going on my own journey, but I'm ready to start bringing them out and, you know, just seeing how all of this goes. So I'm rebranding my podcast to be solely on political issues, societal issues, and then once in a while I'm going to add some personal issues into it. Like, I'm so excited. Happy new year, guys. 2023 is like going to be a beautiful year for each and every one of us by the grace of God. So today's episode is about something that I've been thinking about. So the first time I voted in an election was last election cycle, like 2019, and I remember everything so vividly because I wanted to savor it, you know, first election voting and everything. My first experience with elections in Nigeria, I remember when we were very small, my dad took me and my sister to the place, but we couldn't really stay, so he brought us back home. And after he had voted, he came and he gisted me of the process. He even showed me this marker that they put on your nail to show that you voted. Like, it was so exciting. He was excited, I was excited. It was something that, you know, I looked forward to doing, and you know, at that time it was just for the excitement of it. But now, as an adult in political science, it has become much more than that for me, and I'm going to go into that in this episode. This episode is about going into that, what voting means to me, how important it is for me to show up every single day and you know, vote, all of those things. Like, I'm going to go into it today. So I have my book and my Bible here. I wrote down my points so that I don't forget anything. So if you hear any like pause, it's just because I'm just trying to get myself together and make sure that this thing, I deliver it properly. So yeah, I made an episode, although it deleted, but I don't know. But I made an episode of on this my podcast about democracy. Democracy is really interesting for me because, you know, it's one of those things that I feel like we existed for, has, democracy is one of those things that I believe that is here, but it comes from the past, like way back. It's one of the political concepts that has survived through time, like from ancient Greece. Like, democracy started 507 BC. Democracy is older than Christ. Democracy, I don't want to say it's as old as mankind, because mankind is a really long time, but democracy is really, really old. It's an old thing. It's very old, and it has existed in different forms. But the central theme of it, that is, allowing people to decide who rules them, has always been consistent. Now, when you look at democracy, you see that it has other things like human rights, the rule of law, etc. But the central theme of democracy has always been allowing people to determine who rules them. And this definition, like the word itself, democracy, that is the meaning of the word. It's just like saying chair. That is what it means. This is what democracy means. So that is why, like, you know, it scares me when I think about that means the people having the right to elect their leaders. You know, why did it exclude women? Why did women not participate in politics? Like, are women not people? Why? I think that people think that it's an olden days thing, but I think that it's a concept thing. Like, why will something mean the rights of people to choose their leaders, and then you look at people and you say these people are exempted? Honestly, for me, right, I think I wrote an article. I'm writing an article and I'm talking about the fear of what it means. What does it mean? Because I think that it means that people, the definition of people, do not include women. People forget that feminism did not start as feminism. It started as women's suffrage rights. Women were fighting for the right to vote. Like, so whatever thing you see as feminism here now is because women wanted the right to vote. That is why they came together and they started agitating for their rights. They wanted to vote. And I remember I told you that democracy started in 507 BC. The rights, women started to vote in 1920. Now please look at the, that is like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years later. I'm not talking about more than 300 years later. Like, what made people assume that women should not vote? I cannot, it confuses me a lot. You know, it's what is the reason? Because if we say that it's because women are not people, that is the basis of what the patriarchy is still standing on. That is the foundation of the patriarchy. So you see women fighting for rights. Up until March of last year, there were still marches, like, agitation for rights for women in Nigeria itself. So I'm not even talking about the big developed countries. Even close to us in Africa, we're still battling with what democracy is. Women are still fighting for rights and things like that. And for me, you know, when I talk about this with my friends who are also, like, you know, in political science, they say things like, oh no, it did not really affect us in Africa, because, you know, if you look at Nigeria from the first elections, right, from the first elections in Nigeria, women were voting. But what people don't know about the whole election thing is that we had constitutions before, independence in Nigeria. So before the independence constitution, we had Lytton Constitution, we had Macpherson Constitution, we had all sorts of constitutions that, you know, Nigerians were practicing. And those constitutions were modeled after the British system. I promise you that if women were not voting in Britain, they would not vote in Nigeria. So in 1960, after we got our independence, and in 1963, when we became a republic and we had an election, and, you know, we had 1960 constitution, and women were allowed to vote, it is because in Britain they were already voting. If you look at the political system that we got in Nigeria after independence, it was a mirror of the British system. It was we had a prime minister, we had a president, just like how it was in Britain. Even our constitution was modeled after. If women were not voting in Britain, women would not vote in Africa. Look, like, so the direct implication of the women's suffrage movement is what we are enjoying here in Africa. And that is the first wave of feminism. The consequence of the other waves, we are still fighting for it. And that is why, you know, there are now even new concepts like, you know, the intersectional feminism, African feminism. All of these things are important conversations, because the foundation of it is why were women not allowed to vote? And then when we now start to dissect it, we start to go down into the main issue of telling ourselves that if women were not allowed to vote, it is simply because women were not considered as people. Simple and short. And the implication of that is that centuries later, women will continue to fight for what is supposed to be given to them. Because if you don't consider that people are people, then they have to fight for basic rights. For me, this is why I must vote. As long as I am alive and I'm in this country, you know, this is why I must vote. Because the price for that right costs someone their life. People don't understand that the first wave of feminism, when women, the women in the suffrage right suffrage movements, they were acting like mad women. They were shooting themselves, killing themselves. It was life and death for them. They lived and died for that right. And for me, the sacredness of it just makes me want to just never ever miss voting. Like, I will go through that stress over and over and over again. Especially if you're in Nigeria, you know how stressful it is. But I appreciate that stress, and I'm going to honor it, and I'm going to respect it, and I'm going to value it, and I'm going to make sure that it is sacred, and I'm going to always take advantage of it and go out and vote by choice. If you're a woman, this is very important. This is a very important thing to consider, that this right for you to wake up and go and vote or even contest cost someone their life. Somebody lived and died for these rights that you now have. So please go out and vote. Go out and vote. Go out and vote. Go out and vote. It is your right, and value it. If you listen to this point, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, share my podcast with other people. I'll be showing up more consistently here, and I'm just grateful for this, my platform. So thank you guys so much. I love you. Get your PVC if you're in Nigeria, and please, 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 please go out and vote, because it is a sacred right.